RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Final hour of power coming right at you here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7. In about a half hour, pal Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus, is going to join the program. We'll take a spin around the National Football League. Week 10 in the NFL kicks off tonight, Thursday Night Football. Broncos and Raiders going to lock horns a little bit later on tonight. Am I a week off on this? I've been saying week 10. It is week 10. Okay, make sure I'm not tripping. It is week 10 in the National Football League. We get a little AFC West tilt. Raiders traveling to Denver. Raiders lost a heartbreaker on Sunday to the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll see if they can right their wrongs in Denver, won in emotional fashion on the road against the Texans. So two teams honestly trending in opposite directions. Denver with a win would improve to 8-2. There are a lot of two-loss teams, it feels like, 2- and 3-loss teams in the NFL through the first 9-10 weeks here. We'll ask Dalton Wasserman, who are the contenders, who are the pretenders throughout the National Football League here as we enter week number 10. Taking your calls, though, at 301-230-0980. The question we were asking is this. When you look at this Commanders 2024 draft class, one, when is a responsible time for us to start evaluating them? Because I know you want to give rookies, you know, a little bit of time to earn their stripes, so to speak, right? My question though is this. Of the guys in that draft class, Mikey Samuels still, Jazan Newton, Ben Sinnott, Luke, Jordan McGee, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who has the best ability, who is most likely, I guess, to turn into a blue chipper out of the guys we just listed? Right? Obviously, Jayden Daniels is not going to be a part of the conversation because he already is a blue chipper. Who's got the best chance to turn into a bona fide dog for this group? And, you know, the more and more I think about it, Ryan Fowler went with Mikey Samuels still. And the more and more I think about it, right, is that the most logical answer? Is it Mikey? Mikey's shown the most out of those guys, right? And Brandon Coleman is in this category. And I know people have given up for him on him for whatever reason. I still think he's got a chance to be a really good football player. Love the tools. Is it Sam or still? Is it Brandon Coleman? I know Luke McCaffrey, despite me calling him a bust before the season started, has made some tremendous strides this year as a kick returner, even as a wide receiver. Is it Jordan McGee, who I think is now getting an opportunity? That's the one thing I would say about the whole Jordan McGee saga and situation. Why the hell? Why did it take so long? Why did it take so long for Jordan McGee to get snaps? And is that uptick in snaps going to continue as we roll throughout here, or is it something where you're going to see the snaps go in the opposite direction? Because I think Jordan McGee has got the chance to be a really good linebacker in this league. He is your modern-day 2025 linebacker. He can run. He can hit. I think he's got the ability to cover based off of the athleticism that he's shown. And I just like the play style, man. He looks like a cat that is playing hard 24-7. Shot out of a cannon whenever you watch him. He flashes each and every game that you see him. One of those guys is not here anymore. We're talking about Dom Hampton. And I know Ryan Fowler brought him up. It was a fifth-round pick that they just said bye-bye to after really not seeing that much of him. Now, I think their reason for parting ways with Dom Hampton probably had more to do with from the neck up, and was his head screwed on straight? Was he preparing the right way? Was he a good guy in the meetings? Was he putting forth the maximum effort to be the best version of himself? There's a debate on that. Because if you would have asked me between McGee and Dom Hampton who was going to be the better player, I would have told you Dom Hampton. Dom Hampton was a captain at the University of Washington. Dom Hampton lays the wood, was a really, really good college safety. Didn't make it in the National Football League. Now, when you take a guy in the fifth round, it can kind of be viewed as a flyer. Don't mind taking that flyer. The other interesting guy to me is Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who has not been able to stay healthy to this point. He was nicked up during camp, had an injury during the season. We haven't seen him in a while. I think he's got all the upside in the world from like a talent standpoint. Like, he's got the physical tools, 6'5", 265 pounds. He's got the tools to be a really good defensive end in this league. Will he be able to tap into that? Got to stay healthy. But I think he's a guy I will put on that list of like, hey, I think he's got a chance to ultimately become a blue chip player. Other than that, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not trying to be, you know, super tough on the guys and give them, you know, hard grades and hold them to a super high standard. Because like I said with Ryan, not every player that you draft is going to turn into a star. But at this point, I'm not even asking for stars. I'm asking for starters. You pick up what I'm putting down? I'm asking for guys that can contribute, not just on teams, but on their side of the football as well.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, if you look at that class, out of the 9 picks that they had, the first four contribute, I guess, but they're not starters. Jaden's a starter. Johnny Newton's not a starter. Mike Samer still is a starter. Ben Sinnott, not a starter. How many, before we even ask who can turn into a blue chipper, how many of these guys you think can develop into starters? I think that makes it a little bit more realistic in terms of the conversation. Because I think Jordan McGee is a starting linebacker in the NFL. I think they drafted a starting linebacker in the fifth round, which is a hell of a hit. And if you look at the draft track record of Adam Peters, he has hit on later round linebackers, i.e. Dre Greenlaw, i.e. Fred Warner. And he's drafting based off of traits. Jordan McGee's got all the traits. So he's the guy that I look at and go, yeah, he should develop into a starter. I think Javonte Jean-Baptiste could be a starter. But right now it looks like he's a rotational piece, which when you're talking about defensive line, that's fine. Eight guys are going to play week in and week out, point blank. So if you drafted a guy that's going to be in your rotation long term, I could live with that. Luke McCaffrey. Do you see a scenario in which Luke McCaffrey turns into a starting wide receiver in the NFL? Meaning like your wide receiver three at worst.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think he could be a wide receiver three or, I mean, as you alluded to earlier, a really great, you know, punt returner, kick returner. Maybe not punt returner, but kick returner.
Yeah. Something that's valuable to the game.
It is.
Brandon Coleman, I think we've already seen it. He can be a starting lineman in the National Football League. So I'm just talking through this objectively and trying to just flush it all out because I think when you have the conversation on surface level about the 2024 class, a lot of negative reviews will come out because of their lack of impact on either the offensive side of the football or the defensive side of the football. Straight up. Ben Sinnott. I don't know what Ben Sinnott's going to be. The Ben Sinnott thing confuses me. It's a top 50 pick. 53rd overall, top 60 pick. He's got to turn into a starter. And my whole thing is, and maybe this is hindsight, I remember that episode, and I sat in for Craig that day. We were doing a show from Cap One Arena. And we were playing the Joe Corey audio of, does it make sense to bring back Ertz and Wagner? And at the time, I think everyone was on board for bringing back Zach Ertz. It looks like a piss-poor decision. One, it feels like it's stunting the growth of Ben Sinnott because the ops aren't there. Look at me sounding like Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn always talking about ops. Opportunities, Dan. Even Southeast D.C., we talk about ops. Yes, there are no ops in Ashburn. So, need to stop using that word, DQ. But Ben Sinnott, his opportunities are limited because he's playing behind Zach Ertz, who has no future here. None. You paid John Bates $7 million annually. I think you didn't need to bring back Zach Ertz. You could have brought back someone else to try and be your receiving tight end if you didn't think Ben Sinnott could play that role. Do you think Ben Sinnott can turn into a starting tight end of the NFL? And when I say that, I mean capable of doing all the responsibilities of the position.
I haven't seen much.
Haven't seen it as a receiver at all. Feels like
the one,
that.
The one big reception he had, he was, you know, stumbling and bumbling down the sideline. I'm like, bro, if you don't pick your big goofy knees up, come on, man.
Like he got cinder blocks in his cleats the way he was moving. It feels like that 50-yard reception against the Jets in the preseason opener last year. Feels like it was so long ago. And think about how that play in particular wet our whistle in terms of our expectations for him. Mikey Samer's still... jury's still out on him. His regression this year is alarming. Call it what it is. Talk about sophomore slump. He has had a sophomore slump.
Do you think it's because of the move to the slot, though? If he moves to the outside and he picks up where he left off last year, where he has two interceptions in the divisional round game, like, do you think that's feasible? Because the dude has great ball skills. I think he definitely does need
a former wide receiver, he better have some ball skills.
Yeah, but, like, he really has, like, really good ball skills. But I think having a boundary sort of kind of helps him. Like, playing that slot, you got to everywhere go. So
you're on the island, Slim.
I think it's just tougher. And he doesn't necessarily have the foot speed to, you know, go from one direction to the next. So I think playing outside, playing off, being able to, like, use his IQ, I think will probably benefit him the most. And I'm hoping that's the decision they go when it comes to – you know, where he'll align up, where Jonathan Jones will line
this
up.
This week. I think last week when Jones came in, Jones went to the outside. Mikey stayed in the slot.
Yeah, but, like, it's a different week now.
We'll
and
see.
You really Joe want- Will was actually asked about it earlier today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he didn't want to disclose, you know, where who was going to line up because, you know, it's a competitive advantage. But I'm just like, in an ideal world for me, I would love to see Mikey go back to the outside. I'm tired of seeing this guy in the slot. 8-9 weeks, that was enough.
He's been studying and learning the responsibilities of the slot corner all year. You think it's doing him – that's something I would want to see happen during the bye.
Yeah, but, like, even
give him some
year,
more,
like,
time to be able to really, like – it's a whole different world on the outside.
From a
schematic standpoint. Yeah, if they bust the coverages now.
Yeah. If you want to keep seeing the same thing over and over again,
well,
hey, look, there is no tomorrow, bro.
No,
there is no tomorrow.
Our judgment day is here.
We got to turn something around. Something's got to give. Something's got to shake.
I don't know where that would. But let's go to Holiday. Holiday, is this your first time calling this program, brother, man? I've never heard from you before, so I'm intrigued to go to
you. Yeah, this is my first time. This is my first time calling.
What's up, Holiday? We appreciate you. We appreciate you chiming in, brother, man. What do you think? Which member of that 2024 draft class do you think has the best chance to turn into a bona fide stud, a blue chipper?
I have to say Sam Seale. I have to agree with the guy you were interviewing.
Okay.
I have to say Mikey, probably the best. And to answer the other question, the best time to evaluate is the contract year. Do you re-sign these rookies that you drafted? What kind of contract you give them kind of lets you know the evaluation, at least what the team has on them. You know, everybody else's opinion is just an opinion. You can, you know, go up and down. But as far as what they're worth, you can tell by if they re-signed and what kind of contract they re-signed to.
Yeah.
As far as starters, I think Newton can probably develop into a starter, and definitely McGee. The rest is up for question.
I agree with you, man. 301-230-0980. I want you to line up on the phones with this. Taking a look back at the 2024 draft class a year and a half into their professional tenure. One, when is the responsible time to start evaluating these guys and holding them responsible, whether it's good or bad? And then two, outside of Jaden Daniels, which members of the 2024 draft class do you think has the best chance to develop into a long-term starter here for the Burgundy and Gold? We'll take your calls on that next, but first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.